There was an additional benefit that came from this assignment. The bellows operator sat in a seat that offered a great view of a stained glass window that beautified the front part of the chapel. The stained glass portrayed the first vision with Joseph Smith kneeling in the sacred grove, looking up toward heaven and into a pillar of light. During the hymns of the congregation and even during talks and testimonies given by our members, I often looked at this depiction of a most sacred moment in world history. In my mind's eye, I saw Joseph receiving knowledge, witness, and divine instructions as he became a blessed instrument in the hand of our Heavenly Father. I felt a special spirit while looking at the beautiful scene in this window picture of a believing young boy in a sacred grove who made a courageous decision to earnestly pray to our Heavenly Father, who listened and responded lovingly to him. Here I was, a young boy in post-World War II Germany, living in a city in ruins, thousands of miles away from Palmyra in North America, and more than 100 years after the event actually took place. By the universal power of the Holy Ghost, I felt in my heart and in my mind that it was true, that Joseph Smith saw God and Jesus Christ and heard their voices. The Spirit of God comforted my soul at this young age with an assurance of the reality of this sacred moment that resulted in the beginning of a worldwide movement destined to roll forth until it has filled the whole earth. I believe Joseph Smith's testimony of that glorious experience in the sacred grove then, and I know it now. God has spoken to mankind again. Looking back, I'm grateful for so many friends who helped me in my youth to gain a testimony of the restored Church of Jesus Christ. First, I exercised simple faith in their testimonies, and then I received the divine witness of the Spirit to my mind and to my heart. I count Joseph Smith among those whose testimony of Christ helped me to develop my own testimony of the Savior. Before I recognized the tutoring of the Spirit, testifying to me that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, my youthful heart felt that he was a friend of God and would therefore, quite naturally, also be a friend of mine. I knew I could trust Joseph Smith.